Joint practices are underway between the Green Bay Packers and the Seattle Seahawks at Ray Nitschke Field. All 180 players or so on the same field together. Seahawks, I assume, warmed up on Clark Hinkle Field before I got down here, as we spent some great time with Dom Catronio, who was fantastic, and we appreciate all of his baseball and Brewers insights. And Scotty, not beamed up on the third question from what I heard on my walk down here, but still 2 out of 3 ain't bad for a first-time trivia contestant, so congratulations to him as well. All right, Tausch, they're doing special teams right now. Your favorite Irish kicker is working on some kickoffs, giving Brandon McManus a little rest on his leg.
Was McManus refereeing? Did I see that on Packers Twitter?
You did, and I'm sure you saw it on channel3000.com or on the Channel 3 News when I talked about it the other night as well. Yeah, it was his off day from kicking on Tuesday. And so, yeah, he had the whole regalia on too, man. Like, he had the pants, he had the hat, he had the striped shirt, called a pass interference penalty on Keyshawn Nixon that Keyshawn Nixon did not agree with. Yeah, he went all in on it.
I bet Keyshawn was mad at McManus, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. He disagreed with the call. Let's just leave it at that. He did not, unfortunately for us, now Brandon McManus is going to kick off here, so he's getting some work as well. Unfortunately for us, he did not, he was not in the locker room during our session after practice on Tuesday. I'm super curious. Like, what the heck, what prompted him to do that? And like, was it just, hey, I got the day off from kicking, let's have some fun. Oh, we have a fight. We have a melee.
There's a kerfuffling. Oh, I love kerfuffling.
A little special teams. Well, now again, maybe not. Maybe it was just excitement. While the radio program is on the air, I'm at kind of a tough angle for seeing everything that's going on. But it looked like it get a little heated at the end of that last kickoff return. Is he planning on doing this? Like, is he, you know, when my NFL career is over, I want to be a back judge. But here's the thing, and this is what I was setting up, is that, like, I feel like, well, not you with your bad knee, of course, but I feel like NFL players, if they're looking for a post-playing career option, officiating could be really good for some guys. Like, they're obviously in great shape, they know the game. Like, what? I don't know. Have there been many players that went from playing in the league to officiating in the league? There can't be many. If I don't know of one.
Because,
do you think there are any?
They don't. If no, I don't think there's a ton. Because here's the deal: like Jesse, when he's promoting his umping and getting into the game, you don't start at the top just because you played football. If there were guys, I promise you this: if the NFL came and said, "Old T, you finished up in 2011. I want you to be the umpire in 2013 in the NFL and pay you $250,000 a year to go do this and you study the film," there'd be a lot of guys that sign up. But that's not how it works. You got to go down and you got to go do the Sun Prairie East Verona football game that Jesse and Dennis are going to be calling on our Prep Mania coverage tonight. And then they're going to get after you. And you're going to be out there grinding for 5-6 years. There ain't a lot of guys interested in doing that. So, yes, I would have loved to have been an ump. And you know what? I'd have been a dang good ump when it comes to NFL umping. Because if you don't get your feet beat, you're not going to get called. I would not call a ton of holdings. I would call games the way I want to watch them. And I would have been really good at it. A lot of guys would be really good at it. But that's not the way this whole world works, and that's why you don't see it. And by the way, Matt Unertle is a referee in college football. Matt
really?
Unertle does do some refereeing, yes.
Former Badgers fullback.
I think he was a tailback, but you could do a really fun article on Matt Unertle. I think that could be a fun something for Channel 3000.
Sure, plus I could talk about him on the news, and it's fun to say Unertle. Is it not?
It is. I like it. It's fun.
Uh, it's It's fun to do 11 on 11 against another team as well. The first units for the offense and defense are out there currently. The Green Bay Packers offense against the Seahawks defense at my end. And once again, your starting offensive line has Rashid Walker at left tackle, but also Jordan Morgan at left guard because Aaron Banks is not participating today. So they're not competing with each other. They're competing next to each other on the offensive line. And then it's Elgton Jenkins, of course, at center, Sean Ryan at right guard, and Zach Tom at right tackle. I have been told that I worry too much, including by Jaden Reed, Jay Bird, or just Bird now, I suppose, and Tay Wicks about the offensive line hitting the hitting their stride immediately coming out of camp. The offense as a whole, I should say. The offensive line, again, I'm not really worried about whoever the five are being able to function together, but I'd be worried about if Aaron Banks's back injury is going to continuously flare up. I saw a retired Navy fellow mention this in the YouTube comments. When you have a back, and you said this last week, I think too, Tausch, or maybe earlier this week, when you have a back, that's going to bug you all year long. It's an inconvenience, and there's going to be days where it flares up, and it's really problematic. Should we be worrying about this?
Not yet. I think if you start looking at him missing practice during the game weeks and, missing games, you start worrying about it. End of training camp, veteran player. I'm always nervous with backs because, as I said, they don't get better. It's a tricky thing. A lot of people try to not operate on that stuff because stuff happens when you do all that. So you steer clear. And that is something that I'm much more concerned about a back than I am, if it's an ankle or if, even if it's a wrist or a knee, because, you figure you can get that solved. Backs are a puzzle of a sky. You can figure it out, but it is rare and difficult to do.
That's pretty good. That's one of your better
Thanks.
analogies, doing the sky.
Thank you.
That is, those are tough pieces to figure out. So wait, so you'd rather have an MCL than a back because you can brace it up and
100%.
go. So my
100%.
question is, and again, I don't have your full, and I don't want to violate any HIPAA laws. Did you ever have a back? Like,
He
what
has
did
no
they do?
problem invading people's privacy, we've learned, so I'd say go ahead and ask away.
What do you what can you do
Chewy.
to
There you go.
minimize or reduce the problems that you have with an already tricky back? Like, look, Aaron Banks missed time at the start of camp with a back injury. And then they came back from Indy and Lucas Van Ness,
Soft
Kenny
bets.
Clark, and
Soft
Aaron
bet.
Banks were all listed. And Matt LaFleur said that it was the soft beds. And none of us knew if he was joking or he was serious. So I went over to Kenny Clark in the locker room afterward. I was like, Kenny, all right, I gotta know, is this like, was LaFleur messing with us? No, it was bad. And apparently, again, I don't know which of these hotel chains have ice cream, so I'm not going to mention any of them. But apparently, they didn't stay at the like 5-star hotels that you normally would for games because they were out in the suburbs for those practices. And apparently, the soft beds were legitimately problematic for a couple of these guys. But the only one who had a pre-existing back issue was Aaron Banks, and now he's not out here. He wasn't out here on Tuesday. They had yesterday off. And
Not
he's not
good.
out here again today. That, like,
That's
again,
not
I am
good.
not trying to sell panic here. I'm not trying to say, oh, worry, worry, worry. I'm just telling, this is how I look at
Smells
the
like it.
world. No, this is just how
Yeah.
I look at it. And it
Oh, we
ties into.
understand. Trust us. We heard you on Monday. We understand how you operate. No
So
question. That's.
now you're, if this is your, let's just say for argument's sake, this is your starting five on opening day against the Detroit Lions. And let's just say, for argument's sake, that Aaron Banks's back issue is enough that he is a no-go on the first game of the season. The reason it's an issue is now you're one injury away from playing guys you don't want to play, right? Anthony Belton, you would rather not have to play him. Like, he's done some good things. He's done some not so good things. He is a rookie. You don't want to have to put him in a tackle or guard and have to go up against, hey, Ed, great to see you, man, and have him go up against
Eddie.
Aiden Hutchinson.
Was that Ed Policy?
No, it was Ed Berry. Oh. We love Ed Berry. He's one of our favorite people. And a great catch in traffic from Tucker Kraft against some very physical Seahawks defenders as well.
I just
if only he was on Jack
this,
Rabbit Mama's team.
Alexandra Bezerra is filming. Can you film what's going on up there? Because he filmed.
He can if he's in the stands, yeah. And there's nothing they can do about it.
Okay, well, and I am enamored. His Twitter handle, Bessaraski, and Matthew Golden just, and he says on here, still cooking, late hands. Touchdown down the right sideline. Gave a whoa! Just beat number 27 from Seattle. I am excited about old Goldie. I am excited about old 22. I've literally watched this 10 times, and I want to watch more. I think it's from Jordan Love with his one hand. Just dropped it right in the bucket to old Deuce for the tutter. Oh, what a play. Let's get going. Let's get some ball going. Huh?
Old Deuce?
That's what he is. He's Deuce. 22. Deuce. I'm sure that's probably not the nickname.
You want to ask him about that one,
but
Jason?
It's old Deuce.
Well, that would explain why his nickname is MG instead of Deuce. All right. We'll continue.
You couldn't drop that ball in there. You couldn't drop that in there better. What a play. Wow.
Dropped it into Deuce, huh?
Well, Deuce dropping it right there. He didn't drop it, though. He secured it, and it gave the fans a little, yeah, let's go. Old 3-7's like, what's he going to say? He just got toasted by the double Deuce.
Apparently, 2-7 is Reek Woolen. He's a fourth-year man.
Oh, it's 3-7. It's old 3-7. They all got old 37.
3-7 is Demarion Williams. At corner. All right, the practice continues. Again, we're in 11-on-11, which means that Jordan Love is not participating.
Who was Swayze in the Double Deuce? What was his character's name?
Dalton.
It might be starting. We got to maybe start thinking about that because I doubt Golden wants to be Double Deuce or Deuce, but there's maybe a Roadhouse theme.
I don't think he wants Deuce, but
with.
Double Deuce isn't. I don't think Double Deuce is bad. I don't think you.
Well,
maybe he just should be.
Thinking.
How about Deuce's G instead of Deuce's B?
That could be. Well, that's what he just said to old 3-7. He just told 3-7, Deuce's G for the G&G. Put up a 6-piece nug. You know who else puts up big scores? UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Proudly serving Wisconsin for over 90 years. They're going to help you reach your financial goals. You know, people ask, why'd you join UW Credit Union? Well, I wanted to keep my banking local. I love their member-first service, and I love their great perks like early payday. And even though I had it out with Bucky a couple weeks ago, I love that little rascal. How do you say no to that pretty face? Well, make sure you say no to his nose wrapping the back of your head. But if you love Wisconsin like I do, you just can't pay with anything else. Fandom will make you do crazy things. This makes sense. Become a UW Credit Union member today. Get your Bucky card like I did. You know what? Go check out their web. They just have a bunch of new athletes that are part of their program telling their story about why they've become UW Credit Union members. All throughout the athletic department, you're seeing more and more athletes joining UW Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA, terms and conditions do apply.
Practice rolls on at Ray Nitschke Field at the far end, the opposite end of where I am. It's the Packers defense against the Seahawks offense. Sam Darnold and company over here. We've got the starters. Again, the Packers starting offense with Malik Willis under center. The two wide receivers are Double Deuce, Deuce's G, and
play.
Romeo Dobbs.
Yeah.
And Mecole Hardman is the third receiver. Dobbs with a catch down the sideline. Beat 20 along the sideline with the crowd reacting. from Malik Willis, and that offensive line, as we mentioned, Shido and J-Mo, as they call Jordan Morgan, next to each other at left guard and left tackle. We'll have more from practice as we roll on. Stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Practice rolls on at Ray Nitschke Field. I mentioned they ran a two tight end, two wides, one running back package, and the two wide receivers with the ones were Romeo Doubs and Matthew Golden. Great, right? If that's the package you put out there, and then it's Tucker Kraft and Luke Musgrave. Lucas Van Ness, tight end. I'm not sure that would work.
He's
no,
long.
I don't think that would be good.
He's long.
Jason, yeah, maybe. Maybe he's blocking.
Jason, I got double deuce fever, man. I just was mesmerized by that tweet.
That was one on ones. Well, those one on ones, by the way. That wasn't 7-on-7.
Yeah, no, I know. I understand, okay. But he just dominated another DB in a physical red zone drill. I saw somebody else's tweet. He's going to be a dog. He's going to be a dog. Oh, boy. Are you excited about Double Deuce? Are you excited?
I think he's going to be good. Yes.
How good?
I think how good is he going to be in 2025 or how good is he going to be in 2027?
Yes. No, 25.
I think he's going to be good, but I think he's going to be a lot better in 2026 and 2027 when he has more opportunities to grow. I think he's going to have some growing pains.
I hate to do
Are
this.
You, so before you do it, if Prize Picks came to you with a full season projection, more or less,
yep,
1,000 yep receiving yards for Double Deuce, are you doing it or are you not doing it?
So what is the rookie record for the G&G as a rookie wideout yards? Is it Sharp? Who holds it? Lofton?
For the Packers?
For the G&G, yep.
I got to look that up. But there's been a bunch of guys.
Okay.
Puka Nacua holds the NFL record for rookie receiving yards, like 1,400-plus. Jamar Chase had a 1,400-yard season as a rookie. So did Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, I don't think we're built that way, but I think – and that's why I asked about the Boldathon. Because I think that's the road I'm going. I think this kid, and it's not just because he's a talent in the first round wideout selected since, you know, Javon Walker. He's going to have opportunities that the Greg Jennings and the Jordys and the James Joneses and the Cobbers, they didn't have. You just said it. He's running with the ones. I don't think he's doing anything, and I said this last week, he has a chance to elevate. It was validation elevation week out in Indy, and again, it's only one day, and it's only a bit part of practice. But Matthew Golden's going to get more opportunities, I think, than we thought he would when they drafted him. And a lot of that is because most of these guys have missed a ton of training camp, and you open the door, and Matthew Golden has got on the floor, and he is dancing away, and it's going to be tough to pull him off the dance floor. And that's why I think he's going to have a monster year.
So to answer your question, Billy Houghton in 1952, who I believe passed away last week at like age 99. He was like the oldest living NFL player. So RIP to him. He in 1952, he had 1,231 receiving yards as a rookie. That is the Packers' record. In second, James Lofton in 1978 with 818. Third, Jaden Reed in 2023 was 793, and he surpassed that last year. So these, I think these stats are out of date from StatMuse. I think Jay Reid is second now. I think he had like 857 yards last year, maybe. So I guess my next over, more or less, presented by Prize Picks for you is, do you think that Matthew Golden will have more than 850 yards and make him the second most in team history as a wide receiver? Because that is the bar that was set behind Billy Houghton. I'm still not sure that if Jaden Reed is healthy, if I'd be willing to say that he's going to end up with, you know, 900 receiving yards, as good as he's been. And you know that I've been saying that at practice. Like, that, it's not like I've been poo-pooing him up to this point.
You're not Chicken Littlin'. You're not Chicken Littlin'.
I'm not. But 1,000 yards is a lot. And they do have a lot of other guys that they do. Well,
do they?
17-game season, all that stuff.
Who?
Yeah, I think they still...
Who? Well, I think, and I'm being serious. I know they have a lot of guys, but nobody's healthy. And if you think
Romeo Dobbs
Matthew Golden... Yeah, for now he is. Yeah, you need more than one wideout. Matthew Golden, right now, let's say Jaden Reed is back and he's practicing next week.
Yep.
Is he going to be out there instead of Golden right now in that, with that formation you just put out?
In the two wide receiver group?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. No. I don't think so. I would assume it would be the same two guys that were out there, him and Dobbs. Now, when they go three wide receivers, I don't think there's any question that it's going to be Reed next. Again, I don't know where Dontavian Wicks fits into this equation. I don't know where, you know, you have said, and we'll see if you turn out to be right, that based on how far ahead of the curve he is, that Christian Watson will be back before Halloween.
Yep.
If that ends up being the case.
I said on Halloween, but yeah. Yeah.
Well, they don't play on Halloween.
Okay. Well, trick or treat.
Be that as it
may. My point on this whole thing is, Jason, Matthew Golden, I think the goal was start small, let him grow, let the confidence grow, get some packages, let the other receivers come, and then by mid to end of the season, you start seeing him emerge. I don't think we're going to have to wait. I think he is going to be impactful from the jump. And I think he's going to run with this opportunity. And I think, unfortunately, your guy is going to be the guy that gets left in the dust on this.
Wicks.
Unfortunately. Wicks. That's what I think happens. Yeah.
Might be right. You might
double
be right.
Double deuce. Let me tell you this. Double deuce is open. And I don't care what crew is coming in. Double deuce is going to find a way. Double deuce is rocking and rolling. It's ready to go.
Deuces. MG, we'll have to wait and see what he does early on in his NFL career for you and
do you feel like
me.
There's a tempering? Do you feel like LaFleur is a temperer on this?
The temperer has no clothes. I don't know about that.
If you wish.
I don't think that he has been especially tampery downery with him. Like,
okay.
He does... I don't think he's been gushing either, though.
Sure.
Like, I think he's been very careful not to inflate expectations, but I don't think he's deflated them either. I think he's just been, you know, he's having a really good camp.
Inflated.
He does a lot of really good things. We're excited about him. He's just filled the balloon with the proper amount. It's not overinflated. It's not New England Patriots football's deflate-gated. But again, he is still a rookie. I will say the person who has maybe tamped it down a little bit is Brian Gutekunst. Both times he has talked during camp, he has emphasized the fact that you're talking about a guy that played 3 years of college football and really one that was super productive with the University of Texas after 2 years at Houston. So that if anybody's been tamping down or deflating a bit, he's the one who's been doing it. So take that for what it's worth. He's the guy who drafted him. Or maybe he didn't. Maybe Mark Murphy drafted him, and the card really did say someone else's name, but I don't think so.
Well, thank you, Mark Murphy. It sounds to me as if it's an attaboy Mark, because everything...
A parting gift to the team.
everything that's been going on, everybody's pretty excited about what old Double Deuce is up to.
Apparently they like green and gold.
They certainly like Matthew Golden, Mark, that's for sure. All right, we got a special teams period going now. Seems like a good time before Wonelli for you to tell us about Tito's Handmade Vodka.
Oh, I love three things. Double Deuce, firing up the grill, and a cocktail in my hand. And you know when it's a cocktail in my hand, it's Tito's. And whether you're tailgating before the game, watching a joint practice, doing a little golf, Tito's Handmade Vodka is always my go-to. And, man, I love that little, what is it, a transfusion?
That's the one.
With the grape juice. Yes, and I love it with Gatorade. I love it with spicy Bloody Mary. I love it all. And make sure it's Tito's that goes in your drink. And you know what else is great about Tito's? They give back in a big way, partnering with nonprofits and doing real good in communities across the country, especially for our four-legged friends. And while it took me a while to warm up to Jesse's dog, we became best friends. And Tito's does that with their in the dog community as well. So the next time you're raising a glass, make it with Tito's Handmade Vodka, distilled and bottled by Fifth Generation in Austin, Texas. Savor responsibly.
We will continue updates from the football community.
Y'all are nuts, bro.
As we continue on the radio community and the YouTube community at Packers practice, at a community practice at Ray Nitschke Field, it's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Practice rolls on from Ray Nitschke Field. And we have, I want to thank Jordan Love, because even though I was worried about him taking part in 7-on-7, and there are 10 more snaps to go, so he's got to stay safe for 10 more snaps, they're doing it right at my end of the field. Like, I could not have been in a better spot for this. His first pass, a shallow cross to Josh Jacobs, complete. His next one, a short pass across the middle to Matthew Golden, broken up. And now he has overthrown Luke Musgrave, not Lucas Van Ness, on a corner route in the end zone. So far, Jordan Love 1 for 3.
What kind of camp has Musgrave had? I haven't heard a lot.
Quiet like last year. Quiet. At least I didn't say, I don't know. We will have, according to Matt LaFleur, we have 12 snaps of this. This is snap number 4. Jordan Love pretending he's in the shotgun to Matthew Golden, broken up by your guy 27, Reek.
37.
And so now he's, right, but first you said 27. Incomplete, so now he's 1 of 4 in the 7-on-7 period. Also, you'll be happy to know, Kay Adams is here. I know you're a big fan of her work. Unlike
She's
Ed
good.
Berry, she did not
She's
stop
good.
And say hello, because she doesn't know who I am. Snap number 5 of 7-on-7 coming up. We'll keep you updated on that as we do Wonelli.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for...
Wonelli!
On Wilde and Tausch.
You know, Tausch has wanted to get Kay Adams on our show for a while. You want to go and extend the invitation? Do a little networking over there?
Yeah, Jaybird, get her on.
She appeared to have security. I think she's really good at her job. Let me be very clear, and I'm not saying that because I'm worried she's going to overhear me. I really, truly believe that. Incomplete to Isaiah Nayor on the next pass. Big touchdown, though, from Jordan Love to Tucker Kraft when number 20 for the Seahawks fell down in coverage. She does a great job. Is she a big enough star that she needs her own security, would be my question.
Sounds like it.
Apparently. Apparently somebody thinks so. Much like Jesse Nelson at yesterday's ESPN Wisconsin fantasy football draft. All right, what do we got for one Nelly?
Tonight does kick off the high school football season around the state of Wisconsin, including the Dean and I on the call of Verona and Sun Prairie East on ESPN Madison's YouTube channel and 100.5 ESPN. Tausch, what's your fondest memory from playing high school football?
Oh, well, unfortunately, it was in a tough loss. We only had 12 guys. Everybody played double except for one.
On the whole team?
And yeah, we had one guy that would play corner and then not wide out, and everybody else played. That's just, you know, what we did. We had a smaller school, and I always loved when we'd play Stratford. We never got over the hump against those old rascals. Luckily, our basketball team smoked them for 10 years, so we didn't get that part of it. But football, we didn't get them. There's not like one specific play. I just remember struggling against the screen pass as a defensive tackle when I played D-tackle. Wanted to get after that quarterback. We never made the playoffs. And back then, we would be good at it. We had 6 or 7 wins, but we never could win the conference. Osseo Fairchild would get us, or Mosinee would get us. And then we'd have that tough non-conference against Stratford. So we always fell a little bit short. So I think most of the times you remember the big boy games, we had a brutal loss against Mosinee on a homecoming Saturday. That was a gut punch at my senior year. That is unfortunately my high school football memory that sticks with me.
I'm sorry, Jesse, did you ask for his best high school football memories?
Fondest is, I believe, the word I used. The fondest high school football memory.
You don't get it yet, man. You guys just don't get it.
You're a competitor.
Yeah. That's not how the world works as an athlete.
Are you telling me that you don't have fond memories of your high school career at all because you lost these
games? I do, but that's not the first thing that flips in
my
mind.
He didn't ask for the first thing. He asked for your fondest memory.
I know, but I haven't talked about high school football in forever. And when you trigger my head, it's like high school football, that's what it goes
Loser.
To.
Loser.
So, fond memories, I was the kicker. I kicked off.
Yeah.
I made extra points.
That's fun.
But that's not what I remember. I remember a gut-punching loss against Mosinee on a Saturday afternoon before homecoming. That's what I remember.
Jordan, what were your fondest memories of today's joint practice with the Seahawks? Well, I went 3 for 10 on my first 3 passes, on my first 10 passes. During 7-on-7.
Is that what he is currently?
Yes, he's got two
that
more.
That ain't good.
Golden trying to make a circus one-handed catch and double deuces G. And now he's 3 for 11 as a breakup by Pritchett against Rome on an out route at the pylon. So there you go. One more to go. With this 7-on-7 period that is very valuable, and it's great to have him out there, even though he's 3 for 11. Tausch, you need to tell us about Kohler Services.
Indeed, I do. And if you need a remodel, it sounds like that 7-on-7 needs a remodel from today. Kohler Services is your crew to get it done. And this month only, 0% financing for 12 months and a free shower door with your Luckstone shower remodel. Yep, my new buddy Chris from Oostburg, another tough loss against the Oostburg Flying Dutchman back in high school, is one of their skilled installers who demos your existing bath or shower, removes it, and disposes it before installing your brand new dream shower. Visit KohlerServicesWI.com to request your free quote with fast professional installation always included. Again, that is KohlerServicesWI.com.
the last of the 12 snaps. It looked like Jordan Love was trying to stay in when now they're going 11 on 11. Like, it looked like it took him a while to leave. Like, Malik Willis came in and said, no, 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 the coach said you have to go. I'm sorry. Incomplete to Chipotle Ben, who was working with the ones.
Oh, fantasy stock's going up, you say?
Exactly. Maybe a savvy pick by Jesse Nelson. Unfortunately, Shaq Griffin with the pass breakup. And that ends the 7-on-7. Jordan Love, 3 for 12. We're gonna give him two touchdowns. 3 for 12, 2 touchdowns in that period. No interceptions.
Double check those numbers with Kay Adams and then ask her to come
on
the show.
I'll walk down by her. She's nowhere near me. I'll see if I can get past security. We'll wrap things up next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Well, so much for no fights at the Packers joint practice with the Seahawks. We just had a big-time brouhaha. I saw Zach Tom throwing punches. I saw Messiah Swinson, the tight end, at the bottom of a very ugly pile. It was a big-time fight. I don't think I'm overestimating it. And then I saw Jordan Love coming over. I don't want to tell him what to do. I know he's got a brace in his hand.
Oh, Jordan.
But, Jordan, not a good idea. It's great that you're supporting your teammates, but come on now. We'll get the skinny on that after practice, but I hope Tausch's guy, Andrew Basara, on Twitter has video of that. So might want to track him down on Twitter to find that video. That it is over now. They took out those groups. We're down to like the number 3 units for both teams now. As this drill continues at my end, but it was a scene, man. And I'm sorry, Jesse, that you and Tausch missed it. All right. That's it for us today. We got to go. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.